Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon, where we highlight local personalities, community happenings, and all the events you need to know about coming up in and around St. John's County. Pete Melfi, Davey Hartzell, what's going on, man?
Oh my gosh, great morning show. So much fun. The energy was back today.
Did it leave?
Yeah, we were flat on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, I was unaware of that. You should have just let me keep going and thinking we were doing fine.
No, but it's good. Today we've lifted it up.
It was good.
Now my energy is going to be terrible for this show. Now I'm sad.
No way! We have an amazing special guest in studio.
We do. Yes. We do. I'm very excited to introduce you to our special guest. Very talented person here in and around town.
I mean, literally, you'll be walking downtown and you hear her singing and you literally stop in your tracks and find out where is that sound coming from. And she's amazing. I can't wait.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a fun show today. We've, of course, got your horoscopes and we got to make up for yesterday's horoscopes.
Whoopsie doodle.
I didn't even realize we ran right over the horoscopes. So don't worry. We got your backs today. Not that you actually want these horoscopes. I don't know why people...
Yeah, they wrote in. They were like,
Why did they want to hear their horoscopes?
Yeah.
But so today we'll have Sagittarius, Scorpio, Capricorn, Libra, and Aquarius. Whoa. No, wait. No, we won't. We'll have Cancer, Leo.
That's it.
Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Sagittarius, Scorpio, Capricorn.
Okay. Got a lot of business to cover. Okay.
Yes. Lots of it.
Here we go.
But first, got to remind you about some of the great folks that help us make this show possible. One of those being our friends at Beaver Toyota. Beaver Toyota of St. Augustine is committed to our community. If you didn't know, they do these random acts of wow.
Yes.
It's one of their initiatives.
Yes.
Where they surprise lucky residents, citizens like you and I. You never know when Bucky the Beaver and the wow team may stop you. Mm-hmm. Could be paying for your gas at the pump, buying your groceries for the week, paying for your classroom projects for teachers in St. John's County, student of the week, any random act of kindness each year. Beaver Toyota is dedicated to promote the success and prosperity of our community. You're going to be amazed at their support of our local schools, civic organizations, work life, and home life. Beaver Toyota's core motto, they want to wow you.
Mm.
Let them do that for you. Beaver Toyota, we're fans.
Yeah, major.
Also, major fans of All-American Air.
Okay.
Keeping you cool during the summer and about to be keeping you warm during the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been doing it for 42 years, serving St. John's County, Flagler County, Putnam County, Duval County, all of that stuff. Their areas of expertise include warranty and non-warranty service work on all makes and models of AC units, preventative maintenance service. They do new construction installations, equipment replacement with their high-efficiency systems. Now, you couple those systems with the iComfort Ultra Smart thermostats, you're saving a ton of money. You're keeping really cool or warm.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out today. All American Air, 904-461-0070.
And they got that fundraiser, table tennis tournament in February.
Up, huh?
Yeah, we'll start talking about that soon. But yeah, start thinking about that date. And then maybe we have to get a 904 team going this year.
I think that'd be a good idea, even though I'm terrible at table tennis.
Horrible.
We'll be out in the first round.
Yeah, definitely not me. Definitely for Troy and Mike or something. Yeah, yeah.
They've done it before.
Perfect.
All right. All right, man, where are we starting today?
Accidental optical illusions people captured on their cameras.
Okay.
Okay. Look at this. I laugh so hard at myself, I can't figure out which end of the world
is. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like Chewbacca, sort of, but that's the dog. Yeah.
Well, the dog's hair blends in with her so well.
Yeah. It's like an optical illusion. Yeah. And this one, all hail mighty cat, ruler of heaven and earth. There she is.
Look
beautiful.
Oh, that's a reflection.
Yes. Okay. The cat's in the windowsill, but see how it works? Yeah.
I see.
Next up, this little pup. Our dog's paw looks like a mini version of himself.
Oh, look at that. I thought that was a puppy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Next, there's a Grinch remake.
Oh, wow.
Where are you, Christmas?
Yeah. That cat does not look happy about Christmas.
Nah. Look at this reflection of a lamp on these sunglasses.
Oh, wow. I thought they put the googly eyes on there.
Right? The picture of two plump pigeons perched on a ledge, but ended up a picture of two massive pigeons looking for their car. Is that my car?
That's just a bad camera.
That looks like my car. That's funny. Out of boredom, I tried to take a photo of my sink draining. Instead, I got a photo of an eye-shaped whirlpool instead.
Oh, wow. Right. Interesting.
That's kind of cool. Next up, my dogs appear to have merged this morning.
They're Siamese twins.
Wow.
Never seen Siamese dogs.
Yeah. Next up, hey, Bert.
See, I always think that's Bert when it hits my timeline.
And I swear there's four people in this picture. This one you may have to take a second.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Can you see it?
That's the camo works.
Yeah.
The camo works.
Unbelievable. And our last one today is
an unusual horsewoman.
Yes, a centurion, or something, right?
That's right.
Congratulations, lady.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious. Why aren't they both on horses? Yeah. That's kind of dumb looking.
That's for better or for worse. And don't say I'll try. You do it. There you go.
Okay.
That was my wedding advice.
Well, from wedding advice to advice from the stars.
Uh-oh.
We've got your horoscopes here for a Tuesday and a Wednesday. These are going to come at you pretty hard.
Sorry, guys.
Clay, can we get some horoscope music, please?
Jolie song.
Oh. Is it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I think her music's a little better. Huh. All right, here we go. Cancer. No. Yeah, cancer. That's okay, where we're starting.
Yeah. The disease.
Eat more fruit.
Okay.
Your weight problem is not why people don't like you. Your next career, gangster florist.
Oh, I love it.
Gangster florist.
Great idea.
Yep. Leo, here we go. The stars had something planned for you. But then Sirius the dog ate the paperwork.
Oh.
So whatever you're doing, keep doing it, especially if it's good.
Okay.
The universe will make it up to you after a certain mutt goes through cosmic obedience school.
Oh, okay, Sirius. Okay.
All right. We see you out there.
Mm-hmm. Carl, I see you.
Virgo, replace your tires after 10,000 miles or 2 years, whichever comes first.
Oh.
Is this advice from the stars or from your tire guy?
Yeah, right.
You aren't as attractive as your driver's license indicates.
Great job, Photoshop.
Those are the worst photos of us, right?
Yeah.
Go to sleep on the couch tonight. You don't want to know why.
Sometimes the couch isn't comfortable.
All right, here we go. Sagittarius.
Okay.
You haven't the foggiest idea who you are, and you've stayed stupid for too long.
Well,
you're a natural liar. On the other hand, at the dinner table, you make loud sucking noises as you devour the pork neck bones.
Can't eat next to you. I can't do it. Nope. That's not nice.
Nope.
Yep.
Here you go, Scorpio. You have a strong sex drive.
Yes, that's me.
Because it gives you another opportunity to smoke.
Okay. Just say no.
Your next career, salad bar security.
Oh, I can't wait. The sneeze guard.
Yeah, yes. You will be the sneeze guard.
Yes.
That's what it will say on the badge. Sneeze guard.
You think I'll get fired like I got fired from safety patrol?
Probably. Probably. Fashion patrol, not part of that job.
No.
All right. Let's see. Capricorn's our last one.
Okay.
It's a long one.
All right.
This week, a shark will eat your friend.
Oh, no.
Well, not really.
Okay.
But you might want that to happen because he's bugging the hell out of you. Before you claw him to death, try to remember what you both have been through together.
Mm-hmm.
How long you've helped each other out.
Mm-hmm.
How you've helped each other reach your goals. Get through tough relationships. All the keg stands you did in college and still do every other Friday.
Okay.
People are still doing keg stands?
I don't know. Apparently.
Capricorns are.
Okay.
All right, there were your horoscopes for a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
I think Virgo got the worst. Wow.
Yeah, it was not great.
Yeah.
Not great. All right, man. After those horrible horoscopes, we got to vibe up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We do that with our friends at Vibe Nutrition. Hey, Starbucks was down this morning, but you still could have gotten your caffeine fix at Vibe Nutrition. It's also Waffle Wednesday.
Yes.
Well, it was. All these things that you should have taken advantage of earlier.
Well, now you know for next week, though.
Yes, you do. Yeah. The waffles were delicious, by the way, out there today. The donuts as well. They've got the protein donuts. They've got the shakes.
Yes.
A little bit of everything you need. You can also enhance these lit teas. You know, I just do them normal. But you can put things like aloe in there, collagen.
Yes.
Things that really enhance these.
What are the bubbly things that go?
The bobas.
Okay.
We were talking about the bobas this morning, and I get too distracted by the bobas.
It's an explosion. Yeah.
Yeah.
That you don't even know it's going to happen. Yeah.
It turns into a game of me just like chasing the bobas instead of just enjoying my drink. Yeah. But some people love the game.
They
love playing the game of chasing the bobas. So go down to Vibe Nutrition today. They are on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue.
And Panache, since 1987, Panache opened its doors to be a cut above the rest. Their mission at Panache is to care for their team, guests, and community from scalp to soul and bring the joy to the world one service at a time. The Panache difference is their carefully chosen and highly trained staff there to exceed your expectations. The same goes for their elegant salon space dedicated to guest comfort and devotion to innovation and artistry. They're focused on making your day and continually raising the bar by aligning with Aveda's mission of ethical and sustainable business practices and its high fashion aesthetic. They share Aveda's exceptional standards of quality products, treatment, and guest care, and everything they do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Get posh and go to getpanache.com and get with it, boo!
There you go. All right.
Woo!
Speaking of with it.
Yes!
How did I feel 70 years old saying that?
We're
speaking of with it, hey, we're with it, guys!
Copy!
Thanks. We've got a superstar performer here with us today. Somebody who, every time you mention a name, whether we're doing the music rundown in the mornings on the morning report, or whether it's just somebody stops you on the street, you're having a conversation, and Jolie comes up, people are like, oh my gosh.
Right. The posture changes. Yeah. Yes. People's shoulders go back and they're like open and ready for it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You played one of her songs during one of your spin classes.
Absolutely.
That's kind of how we got here.
Yep.
But we'll talk about that in a second. But first, Jolie, good afternoon to you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's so cool to be here.
Absolutely. No, it's cool for us to have you in studio. Thank you so much for coming by.
Absolutely.
So, Davey, tell me how this interview even happened in the first place.
Okay, so, you know, I'm a spin coach over at Funky Town.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Just a little part-time on the side. Just kidding. On our warm down, I played a Jolie song, and one of my ladies came up and was like, who is singing that? Oh, my God, it's amazing. I was like, it's Jolie. And she was like, I know her. She's got to come on the 904. We've got to do an interview. So thank you, Tara, out there. That's Dewey Vaya's wife. She's an amazing lady and made this happen. So, yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Jolie, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been doing music?
That's a complicated question. The short answer, I started doing gigs late 2017, but I've always loved to sing. I did Arts Alive back in, like, I think that was 2014 or something
Right.
It was like forever ago, almost 10 years ago now. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that was one of the first things I did. That was like public, I guess you could say, because I'm like a very introverted person, and it took me so long to.
Can you like perform at the fairgrounds too, or something?
Yeah, a little bit, but I don't know. I wasn't like too serious.
But it's amazing.
Then,
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Little Voice, but you remind me a lot of that, because you have this demeanor of just this. But when you get on stage, it is amazing how you just envelop everybody with your sound. Who were some of your influences? Like, who do you listen to?
Not to be cliche, but I'm a diehard Swiftie.
Oh, yes, girl! Good! You'll love my Taylor Swift ride. Perfect.
Mostly, like, her lyrics. Like, I admire her lyrics, like, so much.
Yeah.
I will, like, literally break them down, like, write it out, and, like, study her lyrics, because they're just, like, genius to
me. I mean, we do the 10-minute, what is it, All Too Well. Oh, my God, girl, bye. It is so good.
Oh, that bridge, though. Oh,
I know. I can't believe he kept the scarf. Sorry, Pete. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Where's the scarf?
I'm lost. Sorry.
I love a Taylor Swift moment.
So then how would you describe your personal style, then?
I guess, like, soft pop is what I like to say, just because it's not, like, the cookie-cutter, like, Katy Perry pop, you know what I mean? Like, where it's, like, a bunch of fluffy, doesn't really mean a whole lot, but I definitely focus more, like, on my lyrics, and I want it to sound more organic, so.
Do you write them? You write your own lyrics?
I do.
That's amazing. Yeah. And rare. Do you ever write for other performers, or is it just only your music?
I haven't yet, but I mean, there's so many different things you can do with music that I haven't even explored yet. So, keeping my options open.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So, what's the process of writing a song for you then? Like, does it just one day hit you and you're like, okay, I got to put the pen to paper or click on the phone or however it works for you? Or is it like you sit down and you're like, okay, I'm going to write a song today no matter what?
I try to give myself, like, a space or like a time period every day to see if I can write something, but it doesn't mean I'm going to. I could just, like, most of the time, like recently, for example, I was just driving my car in my old childhood neighborhood. I got really nostalgic and I just, like, had lines coming in my head. I had to, like, pull my phone out, the voice memo app, and just, like, recorded a few lines, and I'll, like, revisit it when I get home. And sometimes it turns into a song, sometimes it doesn't, but yeah.
That's how yeah. I mean, I'm an artist too, so I get it. So it's like a spirit that comes over you.
Yeah.
And you have to celebrate that moment, because if I can give you any advice, to always hold on to that spirit, because if it leaves you, it's gone. Mm-hmm. So amazing that you always capture that and always write down your lyrics, and that's just uncanny to hear, you know, a young performer these days to really get really into the minutiae of your own brand, your own music, and your own sound. It's awesome.
And how does that mix, like, when you're playing around town? Because there's got to be an element of, you want to play your original songs, you love your original stuff, right? But then you also got to connect with people who have their favorite songs out there that they might want to connect with you on that level. Are you mixing in originals? Are you covering anything at all? How does that work when you're
performing? Yeah, at my gigs, most of the time I do play mostly covers, but especially in the beginning, that's all I played. But now that I've been doing it for a while and I have a fan base, people know who I am, people start asking for my stuff, which is
really cool.
Like, they're like, can you play this specific song by you? And I'm like, how do you know that song? I'm like, oh, thank you. But yeah, it's that's what I want to do, you know, going forward. I want to get to a point where I am playing mostly my original stuff, because I'm biased, but those are my favorite.
Yeah, they gotta be, right? Yeah. I mean, that's your heart, that's your soul poured into a song.
Yeah.
Is there a signature song that you just know, like, that is like my anthem?
Yeah, there's a song called Strong, and for me, that it's kind of like a very general song. I feel like a lot of people can relate to it, because it's just about like coming out of a hard time in your life and coming out on the other side and being able to look back on it and, you know, be thankful for what you had to go through, because it made you who you are today and got you to where you're at. So
absolutely.
It's one of my favorites.
Where do you derive some of your inspirations? Is it nature? Is it, you know, is it loves of your life? Like, where does the core of Jolie come from?
You know, I said earlier, I'm a very nostalgic person, and I write a lot about like my own personal experience. Whether that just be like the hard things I've gone through in my life, or, you know, my husband, Sam, I love him. So sometimes I write a love song.
I love that though. Good.
But lately I have been trying to put myself in other people's shoes, you know, like my family members and stuff, and write from their point of view type of thing, which is a challenge, but I like it.
It's almost like an enveloping character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Interesting. So where can people like, find your music? That's usually my last question, but I don't want it to be my last question. But where can they find your music? I'm going to ask you another question after this.
So I am on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Amazon, all those.
I love
anywhere
it.
You can stream. Everywhere.
She's an all-rounder.
Jolie, or you can buy the old school, buy a CD at officialjolie.com.
Wow, you still have CDs.
Oh, it's bad. Tapes are huge now, Pete.
Really?
Yeah, back. Remember cassette tapes?
Oh, yeah.
Like, Urban Outfitters are like rocking tapes out, like, all of a sudden.
I want to do cassette tapes, because I know they're like, they're really coming back.
Yeah. So. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Does that affect your sound on different things? Like, CDs sound differently than that vinyl, obviously, sounds a little bit more. Do you like a specific one, like cassettes?
I actually like vinyls.
Yes.
I haven't like sold vinyls for myself yet, but I like the sound of it better.
Me too.
Yeah. I just like the old school. Like,
it's my favorite.
Sounds vintage almost. I like it.
Cool. Yeah.
And that's coming back big too. Mm-hmm. Vinyl's coming back big. Yeah. So what are your plans? Where do you want to take this? Like, is this just like, I'm going to do this for a while, and then, or is it, I'm ready to go to Nashville, I'm ready to take this to another level? What are your plans?
You know, I try to stay really open-minded when it comes to that, because I don't want to close any doors off, you know, and I might audition for a show coming up, who knows, or I might be writing for another artist, you know, I could go to Nashville. I don't see myself ever living in Nashville, just because it's so saturated, and I don't think I'd be able to like make a living like I do here with like the tourism, and you know, it's not as saturated, I feel like. And anyways, but yeah, I want to visit Nashville for sure and just see what's out there. And
it's a cool place to get inspiration.
I've
seen you perform outside and inside. Do you have a preference on like for your sound to, like, because I love the outside sound, but I know the inside is very different. Which one do you like?
I feel like I've played more outside And that's what I'm like used to. But every time I play inside, there's something about it that like, it echoes against the walls or something, and it just sounds like so much better.
Really,
I definitely like
it, yeah.
And like being in Florida, you don't have to worry about the rain, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, where can people catch you coming up? What do you got on the schedule?
This weekend, I'll be at Bin 39 on Friday evening, 4 to 7.
I love when you're there. That's a fun one.
And then Casa Divino 57 on Saturday night.
Cool.
Cool.
Very cool. Well, Jolie, thank you for taking some time for us this afternoon. We really appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Keep doing what you're doing. People are just absolutely loving it out there.
I will. Thank you.
And if you needed to geek out with anybody, a Swifty fan, I'm here for you. So, yeah.
It's going to be a daily Swifty meeting now.
Oh, yes.
In our lobby.
Definitely a fun one. So many haters. I see you. Man. I got you, guys.
All right, man. Well, hey, let's talk about a group who has zero haters at all.
Okay.
Well, you can't say that about
No, they don't. They're the amazing human beings.
They are. Great people. The Bailey Group.
Yes.
The Mark Bailey is built upon the foundation of a trusted local insurance agency and developed his company into a nationally competitive firm. The Bailey Group provides insurance, benefits, and financial strategies to companies and employees across the United States while maintaining that local personalized service model that sets them apart from the rest. The Bailey Group provides progressive solutions using cutting-edge technology, strong carrier relationships, and out-of-the-box thinking. Give them a call today. See what they can do for you. 904-461-1800.
And when the United Way opened its doors in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That's when they raised $48,000. The United Way of St. John's has changed a lot, but their focus hasn't. Today, with a total impact of over $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. Serving both Putnam and St. John's counties, the United Way is the only organization that brings us together to focus on the community problems that matter the most. They find partners and share the vision that have the energy, passion, expertise, and resources to get the work done. Every year, the United Way of St. John's is amazed by the generous hearts and continued support of those in their community. It's amazing what happens when we live united.
That is the truth.
And I just got a note from Jenny and Lori. They want us to have everybody go on their social media page. There is a big call to action for Hugs of St. John's County. There's a lot of books that they need for the different Title I schools. So please go visit that. And if you want to support it, maybe you have the books at your home that you can donate them. So just, check that out and get some more info on that.
I wish I would have known that before I wore the shirt.
Oh, why? I'm not a hugger.
Hugs? I don't know.
Oh, Hugs of St. John's. Oh, but I just realized many blessings. I'm not a hugger. Or I'm not a hugger. Many blessings, right? It's probably other.
No.
It's a sentence.
Anyway.
Events.
What do we got for events?
Okay. Man? Kathleen Miner reached out for Hopeful Handbags, Women, Students, Teens, and Kids Self-Defense Workshop. This is also a fundraiser for Hopeful Handbags. This is on October 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So save the date, and this is 880 U.S. Highway North and in Ponte Vedra. Got it. Okay, so go to Hopeful Handbags. You will see where the location is there, because obviously I just butchered that. But yeah, she's always got something cool going on. Kathleen. Yeah.
Doing a lot of great stuff, man.
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, she also mentioned this. This is good to know. Glucin Bano of United Kingdom Hopeful Handbags is the self-defense instructor and is coming all the way from the UK to teach this life-saving workshop.
Wow.
There it is.
Jeez.
Hold it.
That's a long journey.
$40 for women, $10 for kids and students. Check them out, Hopeful Handbags. That'll be a good one.
That's a great thing, man.
Especially we have a visitor. Yeah. Okay, Drunken Pirate Social Walk.
Okay.
Save the date, Friday, September 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at Anne O'Malley's. Always doing something fun at Anne O'Malley's. Be prepared for an evening of drunken pirate walking on St. George Street. All crews are welcome to attend and bring potential swabbies.
Isn't that what they do all the time on St. George Street?
Now they're getting a little bit more like organized with it, I guess.
Now they're getting organized drunk in public.
Right.
Okay, cool.
So you'll hear Jolie and maybe hang out with the pirates there.
All right.
They better not disturb her performance, yeah.
They better not.
They better not. Next, Anastasia Mini Golf Spirit Day. Okay. Woo, that's a mouthful. Otis Mason PTO is putting on Sunday, October 9th from 2 to 6 p.m. Anybody can participate. Okay. Just if you're buying tickets for your family, just make sure you say that you're there to support Otis Mason. There'll be a sign, don't worry.
Okay.
So come out and enjoy a round of golf with the family and help us fundraise. I love it. Again, October 9th from 2 to 6 p.m. Very cool.
Very good. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
I love mini golf.
Yes,
they do. I've always been a big fan of mini golf.
And our buddy Tiffany sent this over to me. Wednesday, September 21st, is a BNI Legacy Referrals Networking Breakfast. They are inviting the community to have a parfait pastry shop on 142 King Street. Come and join them for an exciting networking breakfast if you're a business to learn how other businesses tick. Everyone is welcome. This is not their weekly meeting. It's just a strictly social fun event. Make sure you bring plenty of business cards and RSVP so they can get a head count.
All right.
Yeah. Check out Legacy Referrals on Facebook.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
So good. Inspiring.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
You guys check out Jolie wherever she is available. You will absolutely, it will be a great move.
Yes. I love it. Absolutely.
Sometimes you look for words.
Yeah.
And they just don't pop into your head right.
It happens to me all the time. Hey. Yeah. Just I'm like swimming through a sea of fog.
You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you in the morning.
Love you guys.